This is Extra Life Radio.
There's stuff on here. Okay. Let's ask these kids what they think.
Hello, baby.
Hello, girls. Come here for a second. What's your name? Come here. Say your name in this. This is who?
Mariah.
And what are you doing today?
Playing with my cousin.
Playing with your cousin? That sucks. Just kidding. Are you guys just riding skateboards?
Kind of. We're just riding around.
Okay, what is your opinion on lost stool samples?
What's that?
Have fun, girls. Okay, say hi.
Hi.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to talk just briefly here. I'm a little upset about something. Yeah. Kim's aunt, great aunt, who's living with us. Who
out of
is
the floods of the hurricane.
Yep, she's from the floods of the hurricane, has a hard enough time as it is, many challenges before her. And one simple thing she's asked to do is go to a doctor and have tests done and try to improve her health while she's going through all this displacement and everything. And she was asked to produce a stool sample. And I won't describe what that is for those who don't know. You know what that is, right?
Yes.
Okay, mom knows what, or Kim knows what it is. Shouldn't call you mom. Mother knows what it is. Anyway, so she provided said stool sample in a timely manner, an efficient manner, I assume.
Sure.
And anyway, so they call to see how the tests go, and they can't find her stool sample.
Lost the stool sample.
They've lost the stool sample. Now, I'm asking you, if there isn't something horribly wrong with our medical system, I'll eat my proverbial hat. Because they screw up everything. They kill people by accident and go, oops, sorry, but you signed a waiver. You pay him still for killing you. It's a total rip. Okay, all that aside, who's losing stool samples? There has to be a system for this. It isn't like they just wrap them up in a FedEx box and jam them in a fridge. I mean, what do you think they do?
I'm really not sure. I'm not sure I want to know.
Well, yeah, but I want to know where it is. I mean,
so does she.
Well, let me tell you something. There's lots more where that came from, is what she says. So she can provide another one, but my point is, how inept is our medical system today that they can't hold on to a simple stool sample? I mean, give me a break. All right, well, that's all I got to say about that. You have anything, Dad?
No, nothing, thanks.
That's it? All right, Nick?
What?
All right, that's it. Bye.
What?
Nothing, I was just playing, bud.
Hi, this is Chris Zimmerman from Sucker Punch, creators of Sly Cooper. You're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Hello, all listeners, and welcome to my little segment where I'm going to introduce you to a game called Day of Defeat Source. In case you have never heard of Day of Defeat Source, it is going to be the next game on Valve Software's Source Engine technology. The game will be available through Valve's own distribution software called Steam, which you can acquire and learn more about at www.steampower.com. And it will be available on retail packages throughout the America and Europe. The official release date of the Steam version is due 26th of this month, and the retail box version of the game is yet to be announced. Day of Defeat Source is now available for preload and pre-order from Steam, so you can start playing immediately when the content will be unlocked. Plus, if you pre-order now, you will get 10% cut from the price, which will be $19.99 for the Steam version. Day of Defeat will, of course, include all the cool stuff Half-Life 2 introduced, such as ragdolls and physics, but it will also feature new stuff like advanced sound technology, which, judging by the little gameplay videos I watched, sounds like an awesome feature. Game will also present new feature called HDR, High Dynamic Range Lightning. These features will also be included in the Half-Life 2 expansion Lost Coast. Basically, what HDR means is that lightning is real-time and it adjusts the in-game lightning depending where the player is heading and looking. This basically adds more depth to the maps and overall eye candy. Day of Defeat source includes all the features from the original Day of Defeat, but what I found cool are the grenades. If a grenade goes off near you, your ears will start to ring for a moment, and this combined with the advanced sound technology is a treat. Cooking a grenade in your hand, which was not possible on the original Day of Defeat, will also be included in this version of the game. All the sounds, including weapon, environment, ambient, and voice samples, have been remade for the Source version, as well as all the weapon and player models. Most noticeable remakes are on the maps. The first version of Day of Defeat Source will include only 4 maps, which are all remakes from the original Day of Defeat. The included maps are Avalanche, Dunner, Flash, and Anzio. The maps resemble a little of their former versions, but some parts of the maps have gone through major holes. There will be also a completely new HUD, which looks pretty neat. Gameplay of original Day of Defeat will be modified some. Day of Defeat Source will introduce iron sights on some weapons and rifle grenades as well as smoke grenades. At this moment there is not much information about these features, but a 20-second clip from an interview with Gabe Newell, which shows the iron sights and rifle grenade being fired. There has been a great debate whether the iron sights will slow gameplay down, but I will not get into that right now. There are so many other improvements and nice little details added to the game that I can't possibly explain them all in one segment. That's why I suggest that you get your browser to www.steampowered.com or www.dayofdefeat.net to learn more about this awesome game. Thanks for your time and hope this was useful for you. You'll hear about me again someday, I'll promise. This is Ville Kytämäki from Finland, over and out.
Hi, this is Len from Jawbone Radio, and when I'm in Utah, Extra Life Radio.
I'm here this evening with one Taylor Johnson. Taylor, it's my understanding that you've purchased and played pretty extensively the new game from Nintendo for the Nintendo DS called
Nintendogs.
Nintendogs. Can you give us an overview of the game? Can you tell me what you like about it?
It's very cool. It's probably because the dogs look so realistic and you have to take care of them just like real dogs.
Okay, and in the game, what's the primary purpose? What is the thing you need to do the most?
Take care of your dogs and try to get them to be the best dog in the whole neighborhood.
When do you get to shoot stuff?
Never.
Never? So you're saying you don't actually get to shoot things?
No.
Do you control any armies that you lead to victory and destroy the enemy town center?
No.
Are there any sort of noxious gases or grenade-type items in the game?
No.
Oh, well, it doesn't sound like very much fun. Is it just, you're just taking care of dogs, that's it?
You can take them on walks, you can put them in contests, you can get more trainer points from buying dogs and taking them on walks and getting unlocking new dogs, and you can do a wireless two-player and unlock other people's dogs.
Yes, but can you hijack cars and beat up pedestrians?
No, that's on a different game.
Oh, well, there you have it. That's the review of Nintendogs, right?
Yes.
Nintendogs, a very interesting play on words. And Taylor enjoys her game very much, despite its utter lack of video game things to do, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Whatever.
This is Extra Life Radio.